Welcome back to Sports Day. And as we promised, the man of the moment's been good enough to take our phone call, David Mundy. Richmond fans, you can head out now and just go and kick the dog or whatever you need to do. David Mundy joins us on the line. Welcome to you, David. Congratulations yesterday.
G'day, mate. Thanks for having me. Thank you very much. It was obviously an exciting finish. Not a bad game in the end, so it was good to get the win.
It must be marvellous knowing that you flushed it straight off the boot, because your hand came up the minute the ball left your boot and it went like an arrow.
Yeah, I'm sure you've had a few ways yourself, Jared, but yeah, when they come off like that, you know, you hardly even have to look. You just know they've come off well, and you know, it went dead straight, so I was quite fortunate that I ran it quickly, I guess. But yeah, it was pretty instantaneous reaction after that, so it was nice.
It's what I would call perfect technique, Lordy. Shoulders are square, transferred through the ball, nothing moved, and it just it was like the one wood straight down the middle.
David, you look so relaxed as well. Talk us through how you actually were feeling before you took that shot.
Yeah, obviously a little bit nervous. The butterflies were sort of floating around a bit in the tummy, and a few of the boys, the stairs of market went up and said there was only 10 seconds to go or something, and obviously the sign went not long after that. So, yeah, once the sign had gone and I was in the position, it wasn't much for it, really. We practice these things quite a lot, and yeah, I've got a pretty standard routine that I've had for a little while now, so it was quite easy just to fall back into that. And once I kind of got into that rhythm, that just kind of took over, and the emotion or the occasion was kind of taken out of it. So I was actually fortunate. Pre-game, I had about 5 or 6 shots from that same side and missed all of them quite dramatically. So, I'm glad the routine kicked in for me at that stage.
Well, you've done it before anyway, so this is just old hat for you.
Yeah, no, it's easy now. It's certainly a position that it's always nice to be in, and even nicer to pull off. So it's something that you grow up dreaming about, to be honest. So to have the opportunity to almost do it twice, it's been great.
You must be in your sister's bad book. She's a mad Richmond supporter, despite the fact that you're a Freo great, and yet you keep on delivering bad news for her.
Yeah, she was after the game. She was a bit upset, but she supports the Tigers, but follows me and wishes me all the best. So, but she had a Richmond jumper on in our rooms after the game. She had a big jacket over the top, and she was as happy as the rest of them after a little bit. So, all my family were wrapped.
I guess the whole footy world wants to know, what did Ross Lyon say when he saw you, and what did you say to him, given that he'd left the box? And we're talking to him tonight on the couch, so I'm going to be able to cross-check and double-check your story.
Yeah. First of all, Ross was obviously pretty disappointed in our last quarter. We'd put ourselves into a really good position with our first 3 quarters, through some really good football, and had almost thrown it away through the last quarter and some of the things that we were and weren't doing. So, first and foremost, he addressed that to the entire group. But then, yeah, just a little pat on the back towards the end of his post-game little talk to us and a well done. And not too much else after that, to be honest.
David, I think Fremantle and yourself have been one of the stories of the first 8 rounds. I think the first 2 rounds of the season, you just wondered, where's the future of Fremantle? They're horrible losses. And the turnaround, obviously 8 changes, and the footy, winning 5 of your last 6 has been brilliant through a combination of youth and the experienced players playing really well. But your role, talk us through when Ross first came to you and said, OK, we're going to play you forward a lot more often, and how you felt about that at the time.
Yeah, it's taken some adjusting and working pretty closely with David Hayer, our forwards coach, and I guess getting a new measure on how I'm going within games and understanding, just tracking how my personal performance is going and how my little group up in the forward line is going when I'm there. It takes a different kind of thought process and, I guess, evaluation to understand that. But I think, especially in the first couple of weeks when I went down there, I was really fortunate that our team started to click into gear and get going and had playing some pretty good football. And on the back of that, had some pretty good delivery and opportunity with the ball coming in into the forward line. So I think that's really helped my transition into that kind of area, but I'm still really relishing my role when I'm moving up into the midfield and being able to contribute there when I can as well.
It's been a season where you've won all the close games and you've won them from nowhere a couple of times. It makes a huge difference on where you sit on the ladder.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, full credit to our entire playing group and coaching staff for that. We're playing with a relatively young squad at the moment, and as you mentioned, our match simulation and match practice moments winning games when we really need to execute have been really well done so far. So it's something that we really focus on and we really pride ourselves on at the moment. So hopefully, you know, the 22 guys representing us when we need to can be really switched on and get what we need done correctly and in a timely fashion.
Talking to Fremantle hero David Mundy.
Hey, Dave, you've had massive returns from your four recruits that have come in from other clubs. Bradley Hill, Cameron McCarthy, Joel Hamling and Shane Kirsten have all offered so much throughout the year. But just on Bradley Hill, does he amaze you with his capacity to run? And just talk us through what he's brought to your side, because he's been huge this year. Could even be leading your best and fairest.
Yeah, he's been... he's had a really stellar start to his Fremantle career, and we're really obviously beneficial for having him in our side. You know, one for his run and ball use, but his character around the club and, you know, his contributions to our team meetings and our training sessions and talks out on the track are really beneficial, especially for, you know, our younger guys coming through playing similar roles to him. He's come from a great club, obviously, and he's had a lot of experience in big games, and he really relays that in a really knowledgeable fashion. And I know the young guys, you know, just love hearing from him, and he certainly contributes well in that manner. But yeah, he's on-field prowess for us, especially in the last, you know, 6 weeks. He's been really phenomenal. He's the way he runs, and he never stops. It's just incredible to watch. And I'm just glad I'm playing with him now and don't have to try and chase him anymore, because, yeah, he's quick and he goes all day. It's a nice little mix to have.
The other bloke who has just found a level that's extraordinary, and I described it as Brownlow medal form, really. He is... Michael Walters is in the sort of form over the last 2 weeks where his average is 134 ranking points, and I checked it out today. Paddy Dangerfield, when he won the Brownlow medal, his average is 132 ranking points. It's very Dangerfield-esque, and his ability to run in tandem with Brad Hill, but his ball use is just incredible at the moment.
Yeah, well, on the back of that analysis, I'm going to jump on him for the Brownlow, mate. But, Paddy's always been a highly skillful footballer, and, you know, playing a small forward role for the majority of his career so far, it's obviously hard work to get the knacker down there, and you got to, you know, have a fair amount of talent or a few tricks to you know, really ply your trade down there. And he's been able to do that for a number of years. But where he's come from and the way he trains and what he's been able to build with his body and his football now, you know, allowing him to move into the midfield for us now is really beneficial for all of us, obviously. But it's kind of taken the shackles off his football. And yeah, the sky's the limit for Sonny. He's only been in there really for 2 weeks, and yeah, he's had a fantastic 2 weeks so far. So it's really exciting for all of us to see what he can produce for the rest of the year.
Hey, David, just on a negative note, it was really disconcerting, if that's the right word, to see the vision of Harley Bennell at that Waffle game, watching Peel Thunder. Did Harley face the leadership group today, and what's the outcome of his behaviour over the weekend?
As far as I know, the club's investigating that. I don't have any additional information other than what's in the public arena already. So I think it would be really inappropriate of me to comment on that and, you know, contribute to the social commentary on it. As I said, and as everyone knows, the club's investigating it, and once they've done that, I'm sure they'll release some sort of statement.
No, fair call. David, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate you joining us.
No worries. Thanks, lads.